Earlier this year, back in January, New Orleans celebrated the birthday of Joan of Arc with a walking parade in the French Quarter. The French patron saint would have been 603. Now her story continues uptown at Loyola University with Salon de Jeanne d'Arc, a full day of intellectual revelry slated for this weekend. Joining me now is Joan of Arc Parade founder and event spokeswoman Amy Kirk. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I love being here. Thanks for having me.
Your latest project takes us back to the classroom. What is our local connection to Joan of Arc?
Well, of course, there's the golden statue in the French Quarter that we all know and love. And more people keep being reminded she's there and wondering why she's there. And so part of the reason to have a gathering like this is to explain and understand and celebrate her eternal relevance from medieval to modern times. She's here in the French Quarter, of course, because she's the Maid of Orléans. We're New Orleans, and we jokingly call her the Maid of New Orleans.
The unofficial Maid of New Orleans?
Exactly. She's our unofficial patron saint. I think many would agree. The statue is a gift from France, and there's no doubt there are very, very strong French ties. We were founded by Bienville. We're a French city, even though we sometimes might forget that. And I think she's also just a symbol of our strength and our timelessness as a city. You know, you see flashes of her now that it's football season. You see her during commercial breaks. She's a symbol of the city and of the saints. She's one of our favorite saints in addition to Drew Brees. We've got Joan of Arc kind of on the team. So I think she just is someone who's just eternally relevant.
Are you saying Joan of Arc was a hoodat?
I think she is. She could be the original hoodat.
She had a short life, but it was inspiring and productive. Tell us a little bit about her story.
Joan of Arc was born in 1412, and she died in 1431. She was a middle-class girl who claimed to hear voices when she was 13 and was asked by God and her saints, St. Michael, St. Catherine, and St. Margaret, to go to France. France wasn't France yet, but she was told to go to her king, or who was the Dauphin, to make him king and to save France from the British. This was at the end of the Hundred Years' War. She grew up in an area that was constantly being invaded, or nearby villages were being invaded by the British and the Burgundians, who were the French who sided with the British. So, long story short, she listened to her voices. She made her way eventually to the king in stops and starts, and along the way was able to convince men of all ages and backgrounds of her validity. After she accomplished her goal of making the king, she was captured by the British and was put to death at the stake after a long, long trial that was eventually called out as a complete sham. Thankfully, all the charges were reversed after her death, thanks in part to her mother, and a retrial. And then she was finally canonized a saint in 1920. So we know her now as a saint, but she was not immediately a saint. It took centuries for the Catholic Church to recognize her as a saint. Before that, she was known as really the girl who saved France.
And what inspired this event now on a college campus?
We're taking her to our current day to say, how does she affect our lives now? Why is she still important? Why is she still so fascinating? Why do we just love her? You know, all good Catholics know a little bit about her story, but most of us just think she's a, quote, cool chick. And I don't mind saying that, you know, because I think at the end of the day, you can never have too many inspiring young women to use as role models. Now, her life isn't the best role model. We don't want to go up in flames when we're 19. But I think anybody who had that kind of strength and fortitude and unique ability to convince people of her goals and to stay on her path so clearly, I think that's what we all adore about her.
Who are the guest speakers?
One of the guest speakers is Dr. Janet Lynn Roseman, who wrote a book with a very compelling title, If Joan of Arc Had Cancer, Finding Courage, Faith, and Healing from History's Most Inspirational Woman Warrior. It's a self-help book, essentially, for women undergoing treatment based on and inspired by the experience the author had with her own mother and her journey into going into the healing arts and trying to assist people who are going through health struggles with using actual Joan of Arc quotes that were in her trial to inspire these guided meditations about healing and staying strong in the face of adversity. We're very excited that the New Orleans Consul General of France, Grégoire Trumel, is going to be in conversation with a local author, Bobby Mathern, who's written a lot about Joan. Those two are going to talk about this idea that if there was no Joan of Arc, perhaps there would be no New Orleans. We have a professor of music history from Loyola talking about Joan's influence in music from her times till now. We have four women from the community talking about the ways they were inspired by Joan. Our very last presenter is Alex Labrie, presenting a slideshow of these gorgeous black and white photos of statues of Joan of Arc throughout France, talking about his journey. The book itself is called Personal Reflections of Joan of Arc. It's a play on the Mark Twain title, Personal Recollections of Joan of Arc. It's the beautiful coffee table book with close-ups and long shots of these statues throughout France of Joan of Arc with modern quotes next to them. They're quotes from everyone from the Bible and Mother Teresa to Joan of Arc herself, and also folks like Maya Angelou. We have a lot of fun taking some liberties with medieval times, Joan's story, and just figuring out ways that they connect to our modern lives and what we do now and how she has inspired us in so many ways.
Crew of Joan of Arc Parade founder and spokeswoman, Amy Kirk. Thanks.
Thank you. Merci.
Loyola University Medieval Studies and crew of Joan of Arc present Salon de Joan d'Arc, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Loyola University's Dana Center. More info at joanofarcparade.org. The event is free and open to the public. Registration is suggested.